Sherman Lake in Vilas County and Bass-Patterson Lake in Washburn County are proposed test lakes to see if unlimited fishing for walleye would damage the lakes. DNR Fisheries Chief Edward Emmons says 35% of the fish population is considered a safe harvest. That's the standard now for Ojibwe spearfishing and bag limits set for recreational fishing. Working with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, Emmons says they want to find out if they can push that limit to 50%.
Potentially, it could change the bag limits for sport fishing. I mean, it's probably really too easy to early to say that be based on this study, but it would suggest that maybe we could start looking at some liberalized fishing regulations, not have reduced bags, that sort of thing in the future.
The proposal is to take half the walleye in each lake for 10 years starting next spring. But Emmons knows this is stirring the waters in Bass-Patterson Lake.
Bass-Patterson has a very active lake association. They're very interested in this. I won't say that everyone has received it well.
The Lake Association is drafting a resolution opposing the plan. Association President Earl Cook is one of 30 people who live on the 200-acre lake. He's afraid this no-limits experiment will crowd his lake with anglers.
Our lake is so quiet that on a typical weekday in the summer, you'll only see one or two fishermen out there all day long, and maybe one or two canoers, but that's it.
Cook says in the process, anglers might transport exotic species and decimate the walleye population. Public comment is being taken with the DNR until December 15th. Then the proposal would go to the Natural Resources Board early next year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.